Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM, and thanks for joining us. This is Saul Rosenberg on the People in Perspective show. It's great to be here with you. Our new Labour segment is, I'm so excited about it. We've been wanting to do it for a while. And it's going to be great in the weeks going forward. We're going to pick one piece of legislation and we're going to really see where things are at in the country at the moment with that. My guest that I have that's come to join me today is Peter Fine. Hello, Peter.
Hi there, Isaac. How are you doing?
I'm well, and yourself?
All good.
Thanks for being with us. And Peter, just a little bit about you. You work with the commission, the CCMA.
That's right. I've been a part-time commissioner at the CCMA, and part of the time is as a commissioner at the CCMA, and the other part-time is doing private consulting and trying to, as I say in my advert on Chai FM, help people not land up in front of me. It's better to avoid landing up in front of the CCMA because, it takes time and has always risks that are involved with it. It is there as a referral point for people who have got disputes in the workplace and to assist in resolving them. Rather do things correctly from the beginning, I say.
Yes. I mean, we want things to be right, essentially. That's the bottom line, right?
Right.
And for relationships between people to be right, ultimately, then everybody...
Definitely.
I think...
I sort of market myself as a labor relationship consultant. As opposed to relations, because... I believe very much that it is a relationship that is in the employment sphere between the workers and the employers.
Yes.
And that's what needs to be worked on. And that's my approach in terms of my consulting work and even my work at the CCMA, which obviously is guided by the legislation. But it is a relationship at the end of the day that one is trying to assist people to get along better and to abide by the legislation, whether one agrees with all of the legislation or not, it is there.
Yes.
And some of it, sort of unfortunately is, people say, this is so anti us and whatever. And it goes both ways. However, it is there for a reason and I've seen it myself. And in particular, that the topic that we're going to chat about of the Basic Additional Employment Act is something that it does help people who are, unfortunately, there are still employers who are not fair employers. And by that, I mean abiding by the legislation. And it is for that percentage, however small it is, and I wish it was much smaller, of employees that are being abused, so, and that's segues us, I suppose, into the Basic Additional Employment Act.
Well, ultimately, I think that's what we all want to avoid is, I did actually do, a few years ago, do that labor certificate from UNISA. So it gave me a little bit of background. To be able to understand. So I can, we can converse about it.
Right, sure.
Because I did it.
and they lived to tell the tale.
Yes. But what I liked about it, the whole regime of, where it all comes from, the frameworks and everything that's behind the legislation, is this need to calm everybody down and in order to reconcile and be conciliatory, with one another. And that, for me, I think is, it's supposed to be what is behind this legislation, is to, create, amicable relationships between people.
That is the goal, but, the Constitution ascribes the right of fair labor practice to everybody, and also an element of social justice, and that's what labor legislation is involved with.
So it's the idea of social justice which is behind it, and we've got such a year in terms of social justice at the moment. So the first, I mean, the question is, you know, I mean, the BC, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act is basically the companion to the LRA, which is really the real meat behind the managing labor relations in this country, right, Peter? But
I would actually say that the Basic Conditions of Employment Act is the is probably the foundation of, because that deals with, it's a foundation for fair labor practice, because it covers the working hours, leave, termination, notice and remuneration, etc., overtime, those kind of things, which is basically the standard basic minimum legal requirements for the employment relationship.
Yeah, for the contract, yeah.
The LRA, Labor Relations Act, deals, uses that as a basis to establish fair procedures, representation for the trade unions, and those kind of things. But it's the foundation phase of any employment relationship is abiding by the Basic Conditions of Employment Act.
Right. So it's the interaction that you have on a daily basis, in terms of the you know, the rules in the workplace that govern your daily interactions, as opposed to procedural things that can happen if something happens. So it's possibly much more day-to-day applicable than the LRA. I would understand that. That's the distinction I would make. Peter, we need to go to an ad break, and we'll be back.
Okay.
We'll be back shortly.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM. This is Saul Rosenberg on the People in Perspective show. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been chatting to Peter Fine, who's been giving us a real sort of sense of a background of what's happening in the labor in labor legislation. He's sort of been drawing out a big landscape for this legislation, and what we did was we made a distinction between the LRA and the BCEA, which are two pieces of legislation which help us to manage labor relations in the country. Peter's a labor expert, and he's been incredibly helpful with laying us. And I hope, Peter, you're going to come on the show so we can look at the new conditions in the country since the elections. I want to look at further how the new GNU government and its dispensations are going to affect the regulations in the workplace. Do you think they'll change?
At the moment, the GNU is just trying to find its feet and trying to accommodate all the different parties that have become part of it. And of course, everyone has got their own constituencies and their own desires, and how this is going to pan out into legislation change, whether it is to do with labor or anything else, I think time will tell. Terms of the, I mean, none of the parties, as far as I'm aware, had a blatant kind of a labor approach on their manifesto in terms of, you know, this is what we're going to do for the workers if we get into power, etc. We're going to change this law, and we're going to give, you know, everyone 6 weeks of leave and a 2-minute work week and things like that, you know.
So
I think it's a bit early at this stage. I haven't heard any rumblings yet. I don't know if you have heard, but in terms of anything that they're looking at the moment, they're just really trying to sort out who's sitting in what seat. That's their primary goal.
As it sort of comes down to the, you know, the processes get more and more localized and more specific, probably is the better word to say. As we get more specific in terms of what's happening, we'll be able to see how, you know, dispensations are affecting labor relations. Sure. Peter, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope to have you on the show again soon.
Always welcome. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter.